This segment is sponsored by Centered Marketing Group. Your work speaks for itself. Your website should too. Centered Marketing Group is building professional, high-quality websites starting at $500 down. Get yours started at centeredmarketing.com.
Hi, Sean Hayes of the Ag Center. Your weekly update on commodity prices here in California. Milk price fell about this week, down about 20, 30 cents to 18.02 average for the next 6 months for standard milk, on the heels of this production report that came out from the USDA showing that overall U.S. production's up 3.4% for the month of July and 3.8% for the month of July in California specifically. Overall component levels moved that up on a component adjusted value to 4.7% year over year. All this coming on the heel of older cows. And a slight increase in the herd as the guys are holding their cows longer to get this increase, given the fact that we have such a shortage of heifers for replacements, and then also we recovered from the bird flu. That being said, it's really put a lot of pressure on cheese markets, especially this first time month over month we've had an increase in cheese inventory, about 0.9%, with all the new volume coming out from these new cheese plants, and then just a lot of extra cream volume that people are worried about on the butter side, which is kind of downward pressure despite the fact that inventories are down 6.1% year over year. The thing is helping level that thing off is the fact that exports are still strong, even though the prices on the world market fell a little bit. U.S. goods are readily available at the right price, and just kind of here when everybody else doesn't have any. So I think it's going to help bolster the market a little bit, but we're getting close to the territory now in the $17 range, which if you fall there, where guys are going to start losing money a little bit. On the bright side, feed costs are staying consistent. We're seeing about $50 per ton up in the North Valley for corn silage, about $60 to $62 a ton in the South Valley for corn silage. Hay, test hay is still good at about $280 to $290 per ton delivered, but falls off dramatically after that again if the test isn't there. And then wheat and cereal hays in the $105 range per ton. Cull pricing is still pretty good for most of the dairy cattle that are going to market, that are about $1.60 to $1.70 per pound for high yielding Holstein cows. A lot of that's being supported by the overall beef market, which has been continuing to be high. 450 weight steers were about $515 per pound at the last Overland sale, and some spot sales last week getting as high as $565. A lot of that's being pushed by the continued decrease in the U.S. herd, the fact that nobody's really retaining heifers, except maybe in Nebraska and Kansas, who actually have some moisture to have grass to do that, and then the fact that we put tariffs on in Brazil, which has decreased the amount of ground beef coming to the U.S. Ground beef popped over $6 for the first time last week at $6.12 per pound on the wholesale side. And then also the fact that you have the screw room issue down in Mexico, which was kind of closed the border off. And consequently, there's another scare coming on where we've actually got a human case of screw worm down in Maryland from somebody who traveled there and back. And that's really scaring a lot of producers, and seeing what that could do up here. It could be devastating. That being said, beef prices are going to continue to stay high. I don't see any respite coming there. Tomato harvest is in full swing. Yields are very good, probably 10 to 15 tons per acre, better than last year. The processors are buying that excess acreage above contract, but buying for very little, $15. And then almonds, pistachios, and walnuts. Almonds been recovering quite a bit. The news we're hearing out in the field is that the yields aren't quite what they expected to because it's whole weight. That's putting upward pressure on prices, as well the fact that these buyers don't really have any inventory to hold on to kind of carry them through. So we're seeing a 30 to 40% spike up in these prices recently. And I think I was calling 225, 235 blend average. I may be calling that about 250 average now by the time the end of the year gets done and they get marking this crop off. Walnuts, a lot of push down in pricing there. I think the crop's going to be fairly underpriced this year, given the fact that exports are down 68% year over year because of these tariffs we got with India and the fact that China really is just kind of flooding the market with their cheap goods. Pistachios, last but not least, about $2 per pound on the last year average price. Huge crop coming in, largest than they're expected. And again, export volume's not really keeping up with the amount of product coming in, which is putting pressure downward on the pistachio price. We haven't heard any word yet on 25 sales. And that's what I got this week. Thanks.
Want to get your brand in front of California's agricultural community? Sponsor a segment like this on the Ag Center News. Reach growers and industry leaders with your message. Contact us today to secure your spot.